And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Bubba and the Bloom, episode 279. It's playoff baseball. It's like an atmosphere going around right now around baseball. That means it's underdog pennant time, everybody. The baseball playoff best ball draft on Underdog Fantasy. We're going to preview that, do a live draft, maybe two, who knows, and see where it goes from there. But before we get to that, you can find me on Twitter at BDEntric, the podcast at Bubba Bloom Pod, on Patreon at patreon.com/BubbaBloom, and my co-host, as always, on Twitter at RyanBHQ, Ryan Bloomfield. How we doing, my friend?
Doing pretty good, man. I am way too vested into this final week and checking live scoring way too much. So sweating out the final week, which I guess I'd rather be in that spot than not sweating out the last week. So this show will be a nice change of pace. Pretty much a total pivot for us from our normal kind of Bloom Boards Tuesday. But honestly, this is one of my favorite shows of the year as we kind of transition and do something for postseason. This pennant is like, I think, the perfect way to have some skin in the game for the postseason, but also be able to kind of sit back, relax, and enjoy some teams. So looking forward to this, man.
Yep, it's always a fun one. We did some previews on this last year, I've had Bench with Bubba shows with the Sheep and Baseball and Company on. They are the goats over there at Stacking Dingers for this content. So go check their stuff out as well. They'll be doing a show this week to help you preview this. And Chris Baseball does all kinds of crazy data for this type of stuff. But we're just kind of giving you our opinion on how to do this contest. We had an absolute blast last year, stackings and formats and all kinds of good stuff. So we will cover it all. And more importantly, if you're new to Underdog, you can use promo code Bubba Bloom, all one word, BUBBABLOOM, for a first-time deposit match up to $500. So go check that out over there on underdog.com. I actually saw it work in action on Sunday, so I know it works.
You were at work with some buddies face to face. I like to see you always working out there, man.
Playing some golf, drinking some beers afterwards, talking prop bets for some football, and I said, "Hey guys, I got you." I introduced Underdog to a few boys. And they signed up. So the promo code does work. Go check it out. One word, Bubba Bloom, BUBBABLOOM. And it'll get you in. And we'll be doing drafts in the Patreon. Probably we'll like at least shout out, go, "Hey, we're going to jump in a draft. And if you want to join us, come join us," whatever type deal. It's all luck of the draw if you get in together. But Ryan texted me last night, and man, we got into two drafts and saw what happened when the rubber meets the road in that one. Anything else, Ryan, before we get into the actual, like, the whole rundown of the pennant?
Just take, if you haven't done Underdog, we're not paid by Underdog to do this episode. This is something I've already done 7 of these pennant drafts. This is something we truly like to do. But if you are new to Underdog, it's free. It's basically free money. You get that first time deposit match with code Bubba Bloom. And it's not just this contest, it's anything that Underdog has to put out there, pick 'em games and that sort of thing. Then it's not just baseball. They do football. They do
all sports.
League of Legends.
Yes.
Not even sports. Like, maybe I just slighted the League of Legends crowd, but like just anything, any sport you can think of, they do.
Gamers are athletes too. Okay, gamers are athletes.
Hey, too. I should have taken back that comment. I wonder if
they're podcasters.
Underdog NCAA. I could be on this.
I know they do football for sure. I know guys do. I've done prop those pick'ems in football. They also do like with the Ryder Cup coming up this week. That's on play.
Yeah,
that's stuff like that. It's a pretty good deal. And for the pick'ems, it's usually two or more, so on and so forth. There's a lot to do with it. But the point of the promo code is this pennant tournament. It's $10 each time you play. So say you just want to see what it's like, put $100 in, use promo code Bubba Bloom. Now you have $200. Look at that. Jed's a millionaire. So you can go do a bunch of drafts and have them basically give you half of them for free, which is pretty cool at the same time.
Yep.
Well, that's the gist of it. It's a best ball tournament. It's $10 to get into. That's where we'll start out with. And it's a 6-team draft, snake style draft. Luck of the draw. Basically, once the league fills, like it runs down like a minute clock, and then you see where you're drafting from. You go through the snake, so on and so forth. And it's 12 rounds, Ryan. 12 wonderful rounds of drafting. I prefer to draft on my phone. You've done both. What do you prefer, phone or computer?
Either one works, honestly. Phone's just a little bit more convenient. And while it sounds weird to draft from your phone, these, since it is a six-team league and it's only 12 rounds, these drafts go super fast. I want to say, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, something like that. And as we'll get to, once we start to kind of talk about some of the strategy, really, in my opinion, the thinking part of the draft is over in like the first three rounds. And we'll explain some of why that is. A lot of it is because you're kind of half picking teams, as opposed to, you know, in addition to you are picking players, but you're basically picking players on two to three separate teams. Once you've kind of, everyone has kind of settled in their lane as to which teams they are taking in that draft, real life baseball teams. The second half of that draft is you're just kind of taking, you know, who you are from your two teams. So we'll get into more of that, but it's super easy. So yeah, I typically do it from my phone as well.
Yeah. So you draft in 12 rounds. Ideally you're picking two teams, which we'll get into that strategy later. And the gist of it is it's there's three rounds to this event. There's the wild card and the divisional, all your points accrue. If you are the best of the six teams, you go into another round tournament. And that'll be for the LCS series. Now, if you're the best, and that's the six teams as well. If you're the best in that six teams, then you go to the end where there will be, it's like 312 teams make it to the finals, and then it's a free for all. Best score wins the first place prize of $10,000, so on and so forth. But Ryan broke this down nicely. It's $10. You get $10 basically if you make it through round one. You get it up to $20 if you make it through round two. Then the serious money comes into play. So again, we'll get to why there's a strategy to building your rosters before we get into the actual rosters and how those are put together. Ryan, anything else on the payout structures or whatnot there?
No, it's very top heavy. So yes, if you win your league, your quote unquote league that you draft in of six teams, you basically just get your money back, which is nice, but one out of six chance of even that happening. If you, like you just said, if you, and that first round is wild card and ALDS combined. So I guess we'll hone in on that first round. There's a whole strategy portion to that is, do you want to pick players on a wild card team? Because then you get, in theory, up to three additional games. However, obviously if you're, you know, the player that you pick does not, if their team does not advance out of the wild card, you're suddenly hosed for the ALDS or NLDS. And so there's a little bit of like, do you want to take that wild card team, maybe get those extra games, but also have a chance of nothing in the DS? Or do you take a team on the bye? I've got the current through Tuesday night MLB playing MLB postseason bracket. Blue Jays, Mariners, Phillies, and Brewers would be the bye teams. You could take those teams, be assured to get a full five game series, but then you don't get those extra wild card games. So that this first round, which encompasses that wild card and ALDS, NLDS, is kind of its own game within the game in terms of how you want to allocate your risk in terms of just number of games played for some of these players.
Yeah, because you want to get through the round. So some might think the wild card guys might have the upper hand if they win their wild card round and the DS. But at the same time, with the top heavy structure, you want to get to round three, which means you need the teams that are in the World Series, essentially. Yeah. So you have to be able to build a big enough juggernaut to get through round one. And then usually if that team is around the World Series type teams, then you're okay. But a lot can change in that regard as well, which we will get to shortly. The rosters, we mentioned 12 rounds. Each tournament round, you'll have three pitchers that get points accrued for you, one infielder, one outfielder, and two flex. So if you do the quick math there, that's seven players. You're drafting 12. So you're going to have a bench. Now, that the beauty of best ball, Ryan, is, you know, you can get five pitchers and seven hitters, and they'll take the best three pitchers and best infield, outfielder, and two flexes. So you don't have to do the thinking. So that's another way when we talk roster construction, when we talk our stackings, there's like theories to that as well. So it's different than the season long in regards that it's only one infield, one outfield, and two flex. There's usually more infield and outfielders involved because you also go 20 rounds in the season long, not 12. So something else to keep in mind there. Anything else you'd like to add on to the initial roster construction before we actually talk deeper strategy here?
No, the points do dominant pitching does help a ton. But again, in these playoffs, it's just so hard to tell. Like, do you take a Tarik Skubal who pitched not well on Tuesday, but if Detroit is still in, I mean, this is just an example that may date itself, but if Detroit is still in it by Sunday, Skubal's probably pitching Sunday. If they get in, does Skubal pitch again in a wild card? Like, that would be on very short rest. Who knows? So that's just an example of, like, you could take some of these pitchers, but you may only get one start of them. So it's just one of the many kind of fascinating aspects to it. But yeah, that really the name of the game is to try and nail, because so much of the money goes to that final round, that World Series round. The name of the game is to try and have, in my opinion, a number of different combinations of teams, real life teams, players on those two teams. And you want to try and correctly guess the two teams that are going to make the World Series. Now it's, yes, you have to get there. That's the other. And so, like, if you take, so yeah, like, a, yeah, I could take the number one in each in AL and NL. I could just stack Blue Jays and Brewers and get there, but you have to get there. So, like, those two teams don't have a bye. That limits their odds in getting through the first round of the best ball tournament. So it's, I don't know. What I've been doing, my plan is generally to do probably draft 15 to 20 of these things, different combinations of teams, and just hope one or two can kind of get through and get to that World Series.
Yeah. And the points accumulate for each round, but then they reset. So keep that in mind as well.
Yeah.
Cause like there's certain like formats where you'll see this a continuation of stuff going on. These will reset each round. So I'm saying, if you can survive the round one of the wild card and DS combined, you might have a better chance if you have those guys that were on bye. I guess just a ton of weird strategy. So to Ryan's point, you can build a combination of two teams on byes. You might not see it a lot just because you want at least one kind of multiple, like you want a team that could potentially play 12 games. Let's put it that way. Yep. On that setup to accumulate points for you.
The another kind of just aspect and game theory part of this is this kind of two team strategy is pretty much widely adopted by everyone in the league. So you'll see almost, when you're in these drafts, almost. Yes. Not all, which I'll get to that in a second, but like, so there is a whole dynamic and that's kind of what I said earlier is like, you really have to focus on the first two, three rounds of these drafts. And then you kind of coast because you need to see who else is drafting, which real MLB teams. And so if you've got like, if you're one of, I had this problem. I had Ohtani. I had the first pick in one of my drafts. I took Ohtani first. Well, two other teams picked Dodgers in the first round after me and then took Dodgers on the snake back to me. So if I take Ohtani and I want to stack Dodgers, I'm now competing with half the league for Dodgers players. And that did not work out well for me. So there is a something to be said if, and you know, whatever floats your boat, you can, if you want, pick the best player no matter which team. You have a very good chance of advancing through the first round and getting your money back. I would argue you have a decent, I don't know, a semi-decent chance of getting through round two. Say half your players are still playing in the CS, and then you double your money. So like that is an option, but then you basically stand no chance at getting big money in the World Series. So I have seen teams do that where they will draft players on a variety of different MLB teams. The ceiling's very low for those types of builds, but you stand probably a little bit better chance of getting your money back or at least getting like 5-10 extra bucks.
Yeah. If you want to double your money, which a lot of people are cool with doing, that is a definite way to go about it. If you just really want to go, I'm going to take Skubal and Crochet, right, and like just kind of do that kind of deal, you probably could find your way through round one for sure. And maybe into round three, round two, as you were saying. So yeah, you can at least make your money back, potentially double it. If you go that route, but you will have next to zero chance, as Ryan said, of winning anything near the top prize of this one.
Right. Exactly.
And speaking of those prizes, first place is $10,000. If you're in the top 10, you get at least $1,000. If you're in the top 20, you get at least $500. Top 100, you get at least $225. So I remember there's only 312 in the final round. So if you're in the top third, basically, when the World Series ends, your $10 will be at least $225, most likely. Somewhere in that range. So you get a nice that, but that's where you're going for the gusto pays off, is you got to basically go for it scenario. All righty, let's get to some strategy, Ryan. You mentioned you got the bracket up there. So we got right now, if the playoffs started tomorrow, the old saying, we'd have Yankees, Red Sox, and we'd have Guardians, Tigers, a Central and an East battle. Winners of those divisions, the Central Division one, would face the Mariners on a bye, and the AL East would face the Jays on a bye. On the we'll stick with that for now. But there are some parts that can change, Ryan. Why don't you take that one there? What could potentially – there's still some teams up for grabs over here.
Yeah. And basically it's two out of three of what, Detroit, Cleveland, and
– Houston.
We're talking about this. Houston.
Houston.
Losing to the A's as we speak. So, so yeah, obviously if you pick – if you do a Houston stack
– which I did last night.
Which, yes. Again, but that's not a crazy thing because you also have to think this is basically an overall competition. There are not going to be many Houston stacked teams out there. So, yes, you stand a chance of Houston not even getting in, and then that team is basically dead. But if Houston gets in, as they are currently not projected to right now, if the season ended today, and they make a run, maybe Framber gets right, who knows, you are then one of the few teams that has a Houston stack, and then you can really do some damage. So that is certainly one of the kind of push and pulls with how you might want to diversify and pick some of these teams. The other interesting thing, then, and I've done seven of these drafts already, there are like Cleveland is an alternate stack, right? Because not many, I mean, Cleveland wasn't even in the race until this past week almost. And these drafts have been going on, I think, for Underdog for the last 2 weeks, shortly after the NFL started. It's just interesting to see like the number of fantasy viable players on each team. Like if we just stick with on the AL, we'll talk about the NL next. Like the Mariners are just abs. If you do a Mariners stack, you could basically fill your whole team with Mariners. I'm not being biased here, but like their lineup's so deep, but then you get Kirby, Gilbert, Ryan Wu, if he's healthy. Yeah, exactly. Like you could build like a full team off of that. They probably have the best fantasy players of any team in the AL, I would argue. However, like if you do Cleveland, it's just like we were talking about this before the show. It's like Cleveland just, and this is just my opinion, it's like you could do a kind of contrary stack and take Cleveland as one of your two teams. But, like, who do you pick, man, outside of J-Ram? Like, there's just not much talent on that roster. So it's something that I've kind of wrestled with on, kind of identifying which teams I want to go with.
Yeah, just for fun. You have Stephen Kwan, J-Ram, Manzardo, Bo Naylor. It gets worse from there.
It's not great.
Flip side, they have some Bo pitching. Like, if you want, they have, like, a Gavin Williams, a Tanner Bibee, a Parker Messick, like, not great pitching, but compared to some other teams, options.
Yeah.
To make it work. So we're like Cleveland, and Cleveland might not even make the postseason. That's what's crazy about this is Houston can get the last wild card. Detroit and Cleveland could screw this up, and only one of them makes it by winning the Central. And they'll host the Astros, whoever that team is. So basically, if you're drafting now, and obviously these drafts will be open until game one on Tuesday when the wild card series begin.
Yep.
Or if it fills too, another point. But like you could try to take advantage of certain random stacks now, to your point, Ryan. Like if Houston comes in, like all of a sudden Saturday they're locked in, things will change. More Houston gets drafted, so on and so forth. So my point is, like on Monday and part of Tuesday, we'll know the brackets, and you can cross out a Tiger, a Cleveland, or a Houston when we're building these things.
Detroit's interesting because just as we stay on the AL side, because you'll see if you go in the draft room, Tarik Skubal's ADP is basically like a first round ADP. And he is, I mean, for good reason, obviously didn't pitch well on Tuesday, but he is like by far and away the only Tiger that is near the top of ADP. Like if you think of maybe Riley Green after that, but like there is not much for Detroit after Skubal. So it's just another like Skubal gets taken a ton because he does stand out on the pitching side. But just know and have a plan. And maybe when you pair your Detroit stack with an NL team, you probably want to take like a bye week NL team. You want to take the Brewers or Phillies and kind of fill in those early rounds with that other team and then go back to Detroit later.
Yeah. And if anything, you can use, if you're drafting early, one of these questionable teams, if we'll get into the stackings, if you don't do just two teams, if you do like one dominant NL, you two partial ALs, you can use like a Scooble Riley Green as like a two-person Detroit to go with another team if you have to type stuff as well.
Yep.
National League side, where it's, again, there's a couple moving parts here. You have the Cubs and the Padres, the 4-5 seeds. They'll play the Brewers. Now, that could flip. The Padres could be the 4 seed. The Cubs could be the 5. There's like a game and a half separating them. I think it's a game now that the Padres won. So the Padres could be at home. It just home field gets determined with this one. And then the winner goes to Milwaukee. On the flip side, Dodgers are locked into 3. Phillies are locked into 2. That's 6 seed. The New York Mets are back in it. The Reds are like a game back. And then you have the D-backs that I think are a game back as well right now because they just walked off the Dodgers. So there is still a lot of moving pieces there, which to the same context as we talked about with Houston, Detroit, and Cleveland, Mets, Arizona, and Cincinnati, you can get a lot of leverage there. And with these 6 teams now, the 3 AL, 3 NL that are kind of on the fence, if you are willing to take them, you can load up on your other team because a lot of people won't take them because they're scared of this scenario. And you'll have some, I guess, pickings later on.
I don't think I've seen a Cincinnati Red drafted in any of the 7 drafts that I've done. So, again, like very low chance. Like, I don't think the Reds are that great in terms of like deep playoff runs, but you will be a very small percentage of teams if you stack Red. At least just have one team that stack Reds and probably pick a good AL team to go with that, and you could stand out that way. But and even Diamondbacks, I don't think I've seen many Diamondbacks either. I feel like most of the market just assumes the Mets are going to be in, but you never know.
And the Diamondbacks is good. Diamondbacks have a loaded team for fantasy.
I know. That's the thing. Like the roster, the Reds roster to me isn't like I look at the players who I want to take into best ball. I'm like, I think the only team, one of the few teams I do with the Reds is like the Mariners, and just take 6 or 7 Mariners straight, and then this back half of my draft take all Reds. Whereas the Mets, I mean Soto is a first round ADP, I think, maybe first 2 rounds pretty ADP close. But you've got a lot more options on the hitting side if you go with a Mets stack. But then again, with those better options, that means more teams in this contest are going with Mets over Reds or Diamondbacks. So
like I might actually try to do a Diamondback stack or two here pretty soon, because it'll allow me to load up on like say the Yankees or the Mariners and just go YOLO. We've seen the Diamondbacks do this before in the wild card, get to the World Series.
Yeah.
And you can make some noise. And like they have a very good squad to build at least a 5-man stack, which we will talk about shortly in building that. So that's the theory. Like, do you want to go with a wild card team, like a Cubs, a Padres, a Dodgers, then whatever National League, or a Guardian, Tiger, Red Sox, Yankees? Or do you want the bye teams? That's where the discussions come into play. We'll start drafting pretty soon, but it stinks to me. I was telling Ryan off air last year, I think the Yankees and Dodgers both had byes, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And it's that work that makes it better to me, because right now Otani and Judge go 1-2 pretty almost every draft. And that means you're stacking. You're trying to, unless you get screwed like Ryan did earlier, to stack the Dodgers and or the Yankees, which means you get a wild card team that's got a very good chance of making some noise. Now, baseball's baseball. We've seen it all. But when two of your kind of best teams fantasy wise are out there and they're wild card teams, that changes things a lot as well.
And so one thing I did in one of my drafts to kind of combat that is, this is the second time I took Otani. I did this earlier today. I took Otani because you kind of have to, like, if you have the first or second pick, Otani, Judge from a best ball, like, you can do whatever the hell you want, it's your own team. But like from a projection standpoint, like Judge and Otani are far and away, especially if those two teams make a deep run. What I did is I took Otani and I said, all right, I have Otani. I have the best player. I have a wild card guy. So what I'm going to do now is basically stack 2 bye teams. And so Otani's going to be my only Dodger. It's going to help me get through that first round. And then I stacked Milwaukee and Toronto on top of that. So in theory, Milwaukee, Toronto, the 2 number 1 seeds, probably have some of the best chances to get to the World Series. And I veer from that 2-team model. I took Otani just to kind of help me get there. And I think that's a viable strategy. If you take Otani, you don't necessarily have to go Yankees, Dodgers as one of your 2 stacks. You could vary it up with a lower percentage or 2 buys with that best player to kind of carry you. And then you have the 2 teams. If they get to the World Series, obviously Otani wouldn't be there, but you don't really care at that point.
Well, and by taking the Brewers, Otani's on the opposite side. So if they get to the NLCS, you could have Brewers plus Otani.
Exactly.
Yes. Going through it. Like, you weren't canceling yourself out. Like, if you took the Phillies, you'd still get them for round one, but you're either losing your Phillies or you're losing Otani for round two.
Exactly. And that's games. It's funny, man. Like, it sounds like such a simple game. You just pick best ball for the playoffs, but there's so much kind of nuance to this where I just love games that are simple on the surface. Kind of anyone can get in and join it. The barrier to entry is very low, but then you can also kind of go very deep into this. And that played into my decision-making as well, Bubba. That's why I took Brewers instead of Phillies with Otani, is because they are on the other side of the bracket. I could conceivably have both Otani and the Brewers playing each other in the CS, which would help a ton in my second round to get to the World Series. So
definitely that makes a ton of sense. Want to mention before we start talking players and stacks, if you are new to it, you could also just look at the settings when you sign in. But the best ball scoring, like if we're talking pitching, a win is 5, an earned run is -3, quality starts 5, strikeouts 3, innings pitched 3. So you want a guy that's going to go at least, well, you prefer 6, but give me like a chance for a win, limited damage. Like, quality start guys are great, but you also want to rack up Ks. That's why Scooble is an absolute monster. On the hitting side, a singles worth 3, doubles worth 6, triples worth 8, home runs worth 10, RBIs 2, run is 2, walk is 3, stolen base is 4, and hit by pitch is 5. So OBP is tremendous in this format. Mm-hmm. That's why like a Soto, a Judge, and Otani are just monsters on these. That's why Ryan, to even his point, you kind of have to take a Judge or an Otani and just build around that if you want to, because their OBP skills, let alone their power source and heck, their speed, are just ruthless in these kind of formats.
It's interesting too, like my prep for these drafts, I barely even look at the scoring system. Like, for me, this is all a game theory type draft where you're just trying to mix up which two MLB teams you're picking. Like, I'm not doing projection, like player level projections for this at all, like incorporating the under for season long best ball, of course, yes, but for this, like trying to project who's going to do what in the postseason is anyone's guess, honestly. It's more just trying to identify which teams you want to pull from and how you balance the bracket on each side and how those puzzle pieces fit together. So it's a really nice change of pace, in my opinion, to kind of your traditional roto and drafting and basically picking players, and you don't really care what team they're on to some extent.
Yeah, the only time I really care about the, I guess, scoring is when I'm down to maybe one of my last players on a stack. I'll be like, okay, I want the OBP guy. Give me the guy I know that'll walk or take pitches and kind of go from there. So either that, or you go for the gut. Or you go for the gust and go, hey, this guy might go 1 for 10, but it'll be a 3-run homer. So there's options there too.
And you also don't, I've never seen a reliever taken. You're basically just taking starting pitchers. So, yeah.
Starting pitchers only, because even you don't even want Longman, because you want at least a chance at the quality start is something you're looking at. Let's talk stacking. Let's talk teams. Then we'll get drafting here soon. We'll get drafting here soon, I promise. So when we're talking stacking, we're talking teams, Ryan. You mentioned it. You kind of want one AL, one NL. Obviously, pick your poison on what you want. You'll see a lot of people will take their more dominant team and go 7 or 8 deep, which makes you go 5 or 4 deep on the other side of it. You want usually on your dominant team, usually 3-ish pitchers. You want 1 or 2 from the other one, so on and so forth. What other strategy? Like, I won't take every aspect here. But what else do you look at when you're stacking along? You've done 7 drafts already.
Yeah, I don't. So, yeah, I've seen that. I try not to overthink it too much. I basically try and balance as much as I can the two teams. I don't really look too much at having a dominant team and not, but I try, if it's 12 rounds, I at least try to have 7 and 5 of one team or the other. 6 and 6 is fine too. It just all depends on which teams you stack, because like some teams have no pitching, some teams have a ton of pitching, some teams don't have much hitting. So it to me, it just kind of depends which teams you're, some teams have both. And then it makes it super flexible. But for me, I just try and balance. If I'm taking pitchers, I'm trying to take at least 2 pitchers from each team, trying to take like 2 infielders, 2 outfielders from each team. But sometimes it doesn't fit perfectly that way. So I don't know. Just try and keep it balanced between my two teams.
Yeah, no, that's the balance is the best part. Like I said, you'll see a lot of this. It's like I do a lot of 7 and 5, 7 from my dominant team, 5 from the other. I rarely do the 8-4 approach. You can go a lot of different ways with it. I usually stick to 2 teams. You even mentioned it earlier. You can do 3, but usually if you're doing 3 teams, you want your dominant team to still have 7 or 8. And then your two other teams are your, like, you're splitting them, or if you have 5 spots, you're going 3-2-4-1 to your Ohtani point, something along those lines.
Yeah, and there's we'll paste this to the, I guess, I don't know. I'll tweet out a link to this. There's a Google sheet put on by our buddy Chris on Twitter at B3isball that kind of, and it's got tabs. One of the tabs is a roster construction tab, and it kind of goes through what we are talking about, like the different types of, like, you can do a 2-team build. That's what we recommend. You can go with a 3-team. If you do that, take this number from that team and that sort of thing. And then you also have to worry about, again, it's a giant puzzle. You pretty much want to take 4 or 5 pitchers. And obviously you want to be balanced in infield and outfield as well. So there's just a lot to, for me, like, that's almost too much to think about, because you only have 30 seconds when you're on the clock and there's only 6 teams. Like, these drafts go so fast. For me, it's really just 2 teams, try and keep them balanced, make sure I have enough coverage at infield, outfield, pitcher, and that's good enough for me. My brain doesn't operate at the fourth level beyond that.
Oh, come on. My caveman brain. No, I'm just kidding. I can't either. But
you're better at this stuff than I am, for sure.
Game theory. It's years of DFS. Like, where to go contrarian, exactly, or not to. It doesn't always work, but there's theory, game theory behind it. So, yep. Experience, one might say. But you've done well at this. You've done much better. Oh, you did better this year than me. I think your solo shot got through. Mine missed it on the last week, which was so much fun. But story of my fantasy season. Another discussion for another day. All right. Anything else before we start doing some drafting?
No, I will say one trick that I always use in Underdog, and we'll open up the draft room here and we'll show the draft board on the for the YouTube crowd. One trick that I do is, so again, you're pretty much after your first 3, maybe 4 rounds, you know who your 2 teams are in the Underdog draft room, and type, instead of searching for players, you can actually type in the team name, and that will filter all the players on that team. So what I do, once I know who my 2 teams are, I type in team number 1, and I just star all those guys, put them in my queue. I type in my other team, star all those guys, put them in my queue. I go to my queue, I filter it by ADP, and that's the list of guys that I'm going to draft. And it makes it super simple. You do not have to search for, you know, who's still left on this team, whatever. I just do that immediately when I know my 2 teams. I type them in, star them all, they're in my queue. And from there, it's pretty much autopilot the last, 7, 8, 9 rounds of the draft.
As I was saying, is when we share the screen, you can show them real quick that's the go-to trick that I think Sheep taught us last year, and it makes drafting these, especially on my phone, like, I could just chill, feet up, watching games, drafting them, because, like you said, once you got it figured, like, literally after the first round, if I pick a Mariner or something, then I pick another one on the way back, it's like, okay, and I do that every time, and or Phillies, whatever, and then I never even look at the main page until I'm done, pretty much.
And the nice thing with that too is, generally, like, sometimes another team in your league is stacking the same team, but generally, if you're the only team in your league that has these 2 MLB teams as a stack, sniping's not really it happens sometimes.
Oh, I got a good the other night.
It happens sometimes, but not like in a regular draft, where if you've got your 2 teams, you're in your lane, you're the only one with those 2 teams. In general, like, no one else is going to take those guys, maybe at the end just to fill out a roster. But that's also where why I say it's autopilot, is like, there's not too much crossover going to different other teams' lanes, if that makes sense.
Yep. It happens once in a while. And
it does.
There are 4-letter words for that, but we can get through it. That's for sure. Yeah. All right. I got nothing else. I think it's time to draft, if you're ready.
Right. Do you have pen and up?
I'm getting it up. I got it up right now. Yes.
All right. Let me know when you want to click enter. 3, 2, 1.
Yep. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. Let's see. Hopefully we're in the same league. There's a 1 in 6 draft chance
start,
or not.
Draft starting soon. Are you in that one? In?
Yeah. Yep, we're both
picking
in.
Second. I'm picking 6th.
All right. So what I'm going to do.
I've been at the back end every draft. This sucks.
I've been at the front end a bunch lately, so I'm going to share my screen. I've got a whole minute here, and it's just going to be the draft board for this one. But we'll just kind of talk through what we're doing here. Let's see.
Our process.
All right. Does that show up on the screen?
Yep, you're good.
Okay. That's my actual draft.
That's your actual. You want the draft board.
I want the draft board.
Given you're not really hiding much in these formats, if we stick
to it's more just for what people can see.
Yeah.
Like viewers, not other people in the league.
10, 9, 8.
All right. So I've got the second pick, which means I'm going to get either Otani or Judge. I could veer from that, but I will take one of those two just as an example. So my next thing is going to be, if I take Otani or Judge, do I want to choose the Yankees or Dodgers as one of my two stacks? It's going to be something that I think about. What's your thoughts at the back end? I'm glad we're kind of far apart. What's your take on the sixth spot, which is the wheel in these leagues?
The wheel. So what I'm looking at this go around is I kind of want the Padres. I've been wanting them for a while. The problem with the Padres is their pitching stinks. And so to make them their go-to is tough. So I'm going to see where this draft goes. I don't have a lot of Toronto in my first three yet, so I might go Jays with like a Vladito start, or I could just screw the whole thing up and go with the Dodgers, because at the wheel I can get two stud Dodgers and screw the whole thing up.
Probably what I would do, because you would screw up that first Otani team. They would have to pivot and probably do what I did earlier and just stack two other random teams.
At the same time, I've seen the Phillies fall back here. So it really depends on how this obviously goes, but I wouldn't mind taking a Dodgers combo here to really screw things up.
The other thing I'm thinking about, and this is, so I've drafted my seven teams. I have a list of what my stacks are of those seven teams. So just looking at other, because I want to, every best ball team I draft, I want to have different stacks. I don't want to duplicate any. So I have done the Yankees twice, and I have paired them with the Phillies and the Padres. So if I decide to stack Yankees, I took Judge second. I do not want to do Padres or.
Sounds like the Brewers for you.
Could be Brewers. So what I'm going to do, I am just for demonstration purposes, I am going to stack Yankees because I can. It's hard to podcast while doing these drafts. I'm in my queue already, and I am just starring every single Yankee because, again, you just type in Yankees into the draft room and you get them all. So I'm going to put all the Yankees in my queue. And you are up, sir.
Yes. So we're going to go Dodgers here. I'm going to go with your boy, Freddie Freeman. And I'm going to get one of the top pitchers in baseball, Yamamoto.
Okay.
We're really going to spice this one up real quick.
And so no one else took Dodgers in the first round. So I'm going to be interested to see what that Otani team at number one, are they going to fight you for Dodgers, or are you going to be?
Well, the good thing is, if they fight me for Dodgers, they're deep enough. I could still get at least a four-man stack by the time they come.
Exactly. The Dodgers are deep enough. You can fight with one other team for Dodgers. Yeah. When I had to fight with two other teams, it was no bueno. All right. So Fernando Tatis just went to the guy next to you. So that's a Seattle and San Diego stack. I always try and, again, like these first two, three rounds, you really need to focus on what teams other guys or other players are picking. So now the Schwarber team is up. Are they going to pair Phillies with? They just ran out, which is nice. I like it when it's a little slower when we're doing it. They paired Phillies with Blue Jays. So there's a Blue Jays team that has entered the chat. This team, third pick. So I'm on deck. This guy took Soto. So presumably not
clocked out. He clocked out though. So I'm curious what he does here.
Yeah, I took Bryce Harper to Phillies. So
he's
that's
one of those stacks.
Yeah. All right. So I've got to pick. I can either take another Yankee, or I need to pick my National League stack. I could fight you for Dodgers. Screw you.
Go for it. You know that'll hurt you.
I know. I am gonna do Brewers. So I'm gonna literally type in Brewers. Start starring them. I've got some time.
No, you didn't.
No, I timed out. But I've got my cue, so I've got Rodon. Gotcha.
There goes Bet. So he's going Dodgers. So I ticked him off is what it comes down to. So that's good.
So you have a team you're fighting Dodgers for. Is he going to take, if I were him, I would take a third Dodger right now.
I would take a pitcher if I was him.
Like a Dodger pitcher?
Yes.
Glasnow?
Glasnow or Snell. I'd take one of the two.
Oh, yeah. Snell. That's right. I would too. If you're fighting another team for the same Dodgers, you need to do it. And they took Glasnow. All right. Yeah. Good move by whoever Benzino is. You start to get a idea of some of these other degenerates who are drafting these. I'm going to announce my stack. Like by ADP, Bellinger, Fried, Chiz, I could take another Yankee. Yep. But I'm going to announce my presence with Jackson Chirio.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So
see, now I got to start thinking, who is my American League partner here? Because the Mariners, basically the Red Sox in the Central or Houston, this is where it gets tricky, are available. So,
or do you go two more Dodgers and wrap that up and punt?
Oh, I'm going to take two Dodgers here.
Okay.
That is happening.
Okay. That's what I would do too. Just get those top four Dodgers. It squeezes Benzino out of Dodgers. So you just took Snell and Teoscar. I like that. And you can, there are several other AL teams. You can punt on AL teams for another round or two if you want, or even another turn. Jesus.
Well, because it's not ideal AL teams. It's an AL Central team, an Astro or a Red Sox. So it's like, do you think the Red Sox beat the Yankees, or who wins the Central and do they hang on? There's a lot of questions. Let's put it that way.
So for me, I'm chilling this draft. I'm on autopilot the rest. No one else has taken a Yankee or a Brewer. So I'm pretty much just focusing on balancing my positions. So I have two outfielders. I'm up right now. I've got two outfielders and a pitcher. So I'm going to take Jazz as an infielder. But I'm just basically picking off my queue. I highlighted all Brewers and Yankees. I sorted my queue by ADP. You can sort it by projection in Underdog as well. I'm just going to do that. So, yeah, they have another Jays team in the fray. So the other Dodgers team went with Blue Jays. They just took Springer and Gausman turn.
Because that one team went Schwarber, Guerrero, Skubal, Turner. So he's not really committed. I'm worried about what the team next to you is going to do because he's got three Mets, a Phillies. He has no AL team.
I hope they don't start taking
Yankees. So where this could get interesting, I could go Mariners. No one's really gone Mariners yet.
Julio's still out there, right?
Yeah, there's only Cal Raleigh on that team. Like,
I would do, man. Jesus.
Julio's taken. He's got two Mariners and two Padres. I still might go Mariners, though. It's deep enough to pair that with the Dodgers. That could play right now.
But it's the team next to you that has the Mariners. So if you go Mariners, you might need a double tap.
I will. It depends if he goes Padres or Mariners right here is what it comes down to. There goes J-Ram.
Oh, so this is where I can get screwed. Someone just took Bellinger randomly, who has Phillies, Toronto, Detroit, Phillies, Yankees. Arena.
Damn it.
So team four is just, they're all over the place with their teams. They're not stacking teams, which again, as I alluded to on the top, I know you're up, so I'll talk through while you're going there. That is a way to kind of get your money back or make $5-$10 is by going with a bunch of players on different teams. It throws some other things off, but that's what one of those teams is doing. So Bubba, you just, you took another Dodger, which I would do since a Rosarena got taken. It's tough to do a Seattle stack. You took Pajas, and then you announced your AL team, Garrett Crochet, which I like. You can stack.
Potentially AL team, because the way I look at it, he probably pitches twice in the wild card if they go five games, because he's pitching tomorrow on Wednesday.
You only pitch once in the wild card. It's the three games.
Oh, that's right. I'm an idiot.
But he'll pitch twice in the first round. He'll pitch wild card and DS.
If they beat the Yankees, yes.
Exactly, yes. Which, for this team, I hope they do not.
And I could also just do a small Red Sox / like Astro. I can get weird with it if I have to.
Just took Max Fried. So I've got three pitchers, Rodon, Peralta, Fried. And I've got three hitters.
I was slow close to still going Mariners because he hadn't have any Mariners pitchers yet. And they have such a deep pitching. I could have gone like Gilbert and Castillo or something. Bang, bang.
But you started Yamamoto Snell. So you'd have four pitchers. I don't know. That's a little pitcher heavy for me. But maybe
you want at least two from each team. You said earlier.
You do. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Kyle Tucker just went. That's interesting. This guy's all over the place. That's his third team.
I screwed him up.
Mariners. There's two teams that are all over the place in this draft.
Yeah, this doesn't happen often. Like, maybe just because it's early. Usually, more often than not, all six teams are pretty much in line. But every once in a while, this happened even last night, you will get some wild cards out there, basically. Dude, there's still a ton of good Phillies pitching, too. Oof.
That is one thing, too, to look. Yes, just keep a tab. If you want to do a bunch of these drafts, it is nice to kind of follow which teams, which players. Like right now, the top of the queue in the seventh round is Ranger Suarez, Christopher Sanchez, to your point, Bubba. Like, you can get some nice late Phillies. Logan Gilbert's out there, to what we just talked about with the Mariners pitching. You can get a sense for future drafts if you want to stack other teams where that talent pocket is in these middle rounds.
All right.
Dude, so this guy next to you is all over.
Who did he take? I can't see.
Oh, he took Logan Gilbert. I guess that's not crazy. Seattle's one of his teams.
Yeah, that is kind of his team, so that does make sense.
So you just went. So you are doing Boston. Yeah. Dude, a late Boston stack works. So you went Crochet in the sixth round, then you went Story Duran at the turn. Like, that's, if Boston goes far, it's
because they're both wild card teams. If they both advance, like, that could be a nice way to get to the finals.
Yeah, or you're done.
Yeah, but so, hey,
which, whatever.
Yeah, you got to go for it.
Exactly.
You're not gonna get a lot of Boston. Like, well, what would have made this really different? We're talking about stacks and making them different. If Boston was my heavy compared to the Dodgers, not many people are going to go heavy Boston. So does that make you see what I'm saying with that?
Yeah.
Yes. The game theory part. You might get more Dodger Boston than you think. Probably not, but you might. You're not getting a lot of heavy Boston Dodgers, though, at all.
Yep.
So that's part of the game strategy. If you want to be like Ryan's talking, like, you know, the Yankees are going to be chalky, the Phillies are chalky, certain teams. It's how you differentiate the chalk, which will make the difference. Did you just go Michael Conforto?
Whoa.
No, William Contreras.
Jesus, sorry. Don't scare me.
I should just look at my phone instead of trying to just watch the screen.
Don't scare me.
Yeah, but see, this is how quick these go. We're already in round 9 of 12 rounds. They fly by. It's a beauty. We'll probably do one more.
Yeah, we'll do one more. One of my problems with Milwaukee pitching is Woodruff. I can't draft him.
Can't trust him.
This
happened to me last night. So do you go Miz?
Or Quinn Priester?
Probably Priester, honestly.
Probably Priester.
That's who I wanted last night, and that guy blocked me. That started taking on the Brewers on me. Screwed me.
I'm going to wait on that because I don't think anyone's going to take Priester.
Nah, but no one's taking Brewers. You're fine. Yeah. Unless I do it.
That would not be nice of you, my friend.
No, it wouldn't happen. But this is why this is so like cruise control now. I'm just looking at my queue, hoping no one really screws this up. We move right along. I need one more pitcher. Do I go Kershaw? Or do I go Brian Bayo or Lucas Giolito?
Two good options. I think you only need one more pitcher, too, because you did.
I mean, if you want, aces should ace, basically.
You want to, if you want two of each pitchers on each team, you'd go Bayo or Giolito. Because you've got two Dodger pitchers, one Red Sox pitcher. All right, you went Muncy Bregman. You did not even take a pitcher, so screw it.
We'll save it for the end.
All right. I'm probably going to take five pitchers because, maybe I shouldn't. Schlittler, Luis Gil, Quinn Priester. Definitely taking Priester, so a fifth pitcher would be Schlittler or Luis Gil. I'd probably take Schlittler. All right, I'm on deck. Top of my queue for Yankees and Brewers are Bats, Grisham, Stanton, Terang, and then Schittler. I will go. Doesn't really matter.
It's a good discussion, though, between Grisham and Stanton in reality, because Grisham's been awesome leading off. Stanton's got the ceiling play, though, I think. He could double dom at any moment.
But I went Grisham more for the ceiling as the plate appearances.
That's very true as well.
So if I say, like I said earlier, I I don't do projections for these. Like, it's impossible to project how a player is going to do over playoff series. Just give me the guy who's going to at least have the most
play. Shota and PCA to go with Tucker there.
I was going to ask you, like, the Cubs have been pretty underrated stack.
Yeah.
You could fill. So this first team went, I'll take Terang. This team that stacked Cubs waited until the sixth round. They went Kyle Tucker in the sixth, and then they went Boyd, Shota, PCA, 9, 10, 11 rounds. I think a decent team. Like, Boyd might be toast, but the Cubs are a decent team if you load up early on a good AL team like the Mariners or something.
But he didn't, though.
Well, like, no, he didn't. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's the problem. Looking at his team.
No, I'm not saying this guy. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, for future drafts, if I was to do it, I would stack a very good AL team, and then
Yankees, Cubs could definitely work.
Yeah, Mariners, Cubs, something like that. So, all right, we're in the pretty much the last round. Your two picks. You're going to take two pitchers, or at least one pitcher. Bayo or Giolito still are available, right? That's the beauty of it. No one else even took a Boston Red Sox, I don't think. So, you have free reign for those teams, and basically, so do I with the Yankees and the Brewers. I'm going to take Priester or Schittler. Go Priester. I want to get two on each team. So you went Giolito, Willier, Abreu. All right. So you're going Dodgers, Red Sox.
I went 6-6 though, which I don't like to do, but I hated my Dodgers options at the end.
Why don't you like 6-6? Like, I
prefer 7. It just doesn't matter, I guess. If they both get to the World Series, it's option. It's awesome. But I prefer 7-5, 8-4. I want my hammer team to be a hammer, basically.
One team took 6 pitchers, 2 outfielders. Some weird builds in this one.
Some of these teams are, way off the rocker tonight.
All right. I'm on deck. And then we will end this sucker. Nola just went. Sniped.
Wow. Wow.
All right. I'm going to take Quinn Priester.
Take your Priester pick.
All right. I'm never going to say go Yankees, but Yankees Brewers would be my squad for this one.
Look how many pitchers went on like the bottom half of the draft. You just look at colors.
Yeah.
Heavy pitching runs.
I don't know if that's I guess that's normal. I don't know.
It feels normal.
All right. So that one's done. You want to do one more?
Sure. Let's do it.
How are we doing on time? Oh, we're good. All right, we'll do one more. That's the addictive part of this thing is you can literally just hop in any draft. Hold on a sec, because I'm on my computer.
All right, we're waiting for Ryan. We're podcasting, so we should.
All right, you in? There. You want to do 3-2-1?
3-3-1. Yeah, 3-2-1. Go. 3 more, 2 more. Hopefully we're in the same one.
Yeah, waiting for 2. We're good.
Yeah, okay. Drafting right. Soon. Good. We're in.
So
one last draft. Hope you guys are enjoying it. It's just different. It's a lot of fun to see how quick they are. Like, it's flies by. And that was a draft with no one paying attention. So, we're right next to each other. I'm 5, you're 6. Bjorn got in. He's in the chat.
I'm 6.
Yeah, Rear Admiral. So Michael C. got in. So we got 2 people in the chat, and that's a 4.
Michael C's in this damn thing?
I'm pretty sure.
Bjorn's in this one?
Yeah, Bjorn does a lot of fastballs. Okay. And Michael C., I'm pretty sure he's Rear Admiral. So there's 4 of us without badges in this event.
Michael C.'s picking 4. So it's Michael C., then you, then me.
Yeah, it goes Bjorn, Michael C., me, then you.
Yes. What a crew.
Yep, it's the 3 best friends anyone's ever had in Bourne. Yes, we're only missing a couple more of
the crew
of Waxman's crew. Too bad we couldn't get some other projection experts in here.
All right.
Let's see where this one goes. This is new for you.
Yeah, we don't have the Otani Judge problem, or not problem, but predicament.
Predicament, correct. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm going to do now. Another late pick for me, so let's really get creative, I guess.
I have not done many Toronto teams.
That's neither have I. That's the thing. But I kind of want to... Where am I at? I think I want to go Seattle if I can.
Seattle. Why would you pick Seattle?
Because I like their playoff chances.
Ooh, Bjorn takes Cal Raleigh third.
So. Thank you, Bjorn. You made that decision for me.
Almost like they're listening.
Almost.
No, I get Raleigh at three. Every three, it doesn't. It's like Judge one and two. I could see Schwarber. The Schwarber probably is the third best, but it's more about picking your stacks at this point. So, Cecchini took Schwarber fourth. Bubba, you are up at five. You're going to go Vladdy. So I am going to, is there only one other Dodger team? I don't want to do Dodgers, do I?
You've done a lot of Dodgers, haven't you? You already can hear it in your voice.
I'll go Phillies. I only have one other Philly team. So I'll take Phillies Harper. Good. The ill Bryce Harper is injured. And I'll go Trey Turner, who's supposed to be back Friday, so I'm not super worried. But I've got to keep tabs because Cecchini is going to be fighting me for Phillies. The good Philly hitters are kind of taken at this point, but the question in this draft is when are we each going to take the good Philly pitchers?
Yeah, there are some good Philly pitchers, so we'll see. Now, I took a Padre there, so let's see if someone tries to screw me on the way back.
So you're Toronto, San Diego, okay.
Which I think is going to be a very rare prediction for the World Series. So there goes Christopher Sanchez. Good pick by Cecchini.
Oh, Cecchini's jumping those, which I probably would because I'd probably take a Philly pitcher at the 3-4. So Cecchini's getting ahead of me on that. I'm basically drafting against him and really not the rest of the league, at least so far. The other question is going to be, who's Cecchini's AL team going to be and who's my AL team going to be?
Bjorn went J-Rod. That makes sense. Keep the Mariners stack alive. I'd imagine he'd go with Gilbert on the way back, but we'll see. Goes Freddie Freeman with Aaron Judge. So with a interesting move there. Very bold strategy.
Well, shouldn't have competition for Yankees, but we'll have competition for Dodgers. If I'm the Dodger guy, I'm taking two Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm taking two Dodgers ASAP, but at least one of them being Yamamoto.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah, this is going to get interesting now. He got Betts. It better be Betts and Yamamoto. Yep, there you go. It's almost like we've done this before. Now, does he go, I find this guy, I go Dodger again right here. Which makes me think that Cecchini or you should go with a couple Yankees.
I just did Yankees, though.
God, I know. Like Yankees, it opens up. There's Rodon, so that answers that question.
I've already done Phillies-Yankees. I have a Phillies-Yankees team. That's why I keep track of this stuff.
It's a good vibe.
I can't do Mariners because Bjorn's taking three Mariners, so I can really only do – you're doing Blue Jays. I could take some Blue Jays off your ass.
Yeah, that'd be not cool.
So Cecchini's going Yankees as his AL team, so I can't do Yankees. Like I said, I already did them. God,
the Red Sox.
Red Sox?
Phillies Red Sox.
Yeah, I think I already did that.
Counter programs your Phillies Yankees.
Yeah, I guess. Where's my screen?
And for those that are listening to Ryan say he's already done that, you can do it. You just have to do it differently. You can keep doing Phillies Yankees.
Players?
Yes, different players.
Yeah, but I don't remember what players I took in that draft.
Oh, I thought you were tracking all of that.
No, I just, dude.
Dude,
I'm pretty crazy, but I'm not that crazy. So I went Garrett Crochet and I'm going to go Ranger Suarez because he kind of sticks out as a Phillies pitcher and I don't want Cecchini to get him. So I feel like Cecchini would take Ranger. And so now what I'm going to do is I just type Boston since I picked Crochet, just type Boston into my little room. Underdog draft room and I am set. All right, so you took Gossman. So
my whole queue is Jays and Padres right now.
Yep, and there are no other Jays Padres teams, right?
Yeah. Shouldn't be. No one's done it yet. Let's hope that doesn't change. Oh, look at that dude just took glass now. He's going.
The two LA teams, man, next to each other. That's pretty fun. No, there's three Yankee teams. No, there's two Yankee teams.
Yeah. Cicchini's going Phillies, Yankees. Sam, whatever he is, has Dodgers, Yankees. And then we have Bjorn going hard in the Mariners paint, which makes sense. Three Trevs has a massive Dodger stack, which makes sense. And that's the beauty of the depth of the Dodgers. He had the first pick. He has this guy basically blocking him, and he's still going to have a pretty decent five-man Dodger stack. But yeah, to make deep. A seven or eight man is going to be very tricky.
Yeah, that's one level beyond my...
Oh, come on. You're smarter than me. You got this. See, it's a Teoscar. So that's a decent five, man. There's Bellinger. So it's literally been Yankees, Red Sox, or Yankees, Dodgers, Yankee for him. Let's see if Bjorn sticks with the Mariners or if he picks a National League team. Kyle Tucker. So he's going Mariners, okay, Cubs.
There you go.
Very unique. I like it.
I like that too. That'd be a hell of a World Series too.
That'd be an awesome World Series.
And it's nice because you have one bye team, you have one wild card team. I generally try and like to do that. Cicchini just took Ben Rice, so he's all Yankees. There's not really any. I will probably take. Yeah, like I'm reaching down a bit by, and like I don't barely even look at ADP, but
no.
I am taking my Phillies now so I can get ahead of Cicchini.
Yes.
And Boston, no one else has taken so far, so I can wait a few rounds on Boston, is at least the general thought. Someone could definitely take a Red Sox, but chances are they won't. So I can wait on those guys. And I took Lizardo and Bader early, but it's more, I don't want Michael Cicchini to get those guys.
Oh, yeah, no, when I'm drafting, if I have my two teams picked out, I don't even care what the ADP says.
No, nope. It's what other teams in my league, are there other teams in that league stacking? If they are, prioritize those guys first. It's completely different mindset from drafting like a regular fantasy team, which is why I just really enjoy the format.
Yeah, no, it's pretty awesome. It's super easy. Like, look, we're going to do two drafts in like 30, 40 minutes max. Like, I'll probably go lay in bed and put.
I think we should do a third one right after that. We'll cut the live show off, but maybe we'll do a third one together.
I'm pretty sure I'll be doing at least one or two more tonight before I head to bed as I'm posting the podcast and whatnot. So that'll happen. The dude keeps doing the Padres Dodgers back and forth. That is wild. But that first guy, he just matched two Brewers with his five Dodgers.
I don't get that.
He hasn't even picked his AL team yet.
He doesn't have an AL team. That doesn't make any sense.
And Bjorn's going hard. He's got six Mariners in his first eight picks or seven picks. Not knocking it, but I like it.
No, we said that the previous draft. You could stack these early Mariners, and there's a ton of Cubs.
No one's taking the Cubs.
No one's taking Cubs. So Bjorn has full reign over the Cubs. Bjorn owns the Cubs. Move over, Ricketts.
That's a good late Tarek Skubal pick if the Tigers get through there.
I was just going to say, Skubal used to be a first rounder. After today, seventh round. I get it. I mean, he might not even get in.
A couple days ago, it looked like the Tigers were a lock. Now they're like barely hanging on. Trevor Story, that's beautiful with Jared Aaron. I feel like I just did that. Looks very familiar.
It's almost like exactly. Well, the other Phillies I could have taken by ADP are Nola, Alec Boehm, or Castellanos. Like, God. Cicchini can have them if they want. Boehm is the one who I would pick out of that crew, and that's who Michael took, was Alec Boehm. So that's a good pick. Let's see, Cicchini, which one of us ends up with Nola. It's best ball, so Nola's blow-ups.
Yeah, so you probably won't use them anyway, so you're playing with 11, so it's okay. That might be the scenario where you take a reliever.
Yoan Duran.
Kidding. Just kidding. Yeah, probably would have better numbers. Look, he's going ahead.
Team one still doesn't have an AL. There we go. Schittler, ninth round.
So now he's taking Yankees. He should have started that about three rounds ago to screw up the whole Yankees mess.
I would have gone Cleveland at this point. Four are Cleveland and...
That second team for a Dodgers-Yankee stack has turned out pretty darn good. His pitching's not ideal. That's his only problem because there ain't a lot left.
No, like he's going to have Kershaw,
or Luis Eel or something.
Yeah, I'm not a – I think they needed a pitcher. And then
I think that's why. Pitcher. I think that's another reason why Cicchini.
He took Nola. Cicchini took Nola. There we go. He's got the 11-player team.
It's the problem with the Padres. Their pitching is not great for this. Like, do you trust Michael Green or Yu Darvish?
You correct. Don't. You've got, yeah, exactly. You've got Cease and Pavetta, but
what's with Bo Bichette? What are we doing here?
What do you mean? Why was he drafted?
Is he going to be ready to go?
Okay. I mean, I think you have to draft him.
I think so too. But it's just like, damn. 10th round Bo. I like this Jays Padres feel to it. I don't hate this.
They seem to have like an option on each team throughout the draft, which is nice.
Yeah.
Because as you'll see when you go through some teams like the Cubs don't have options in the early rounds. Like the Mariners fall off in the later rounds. If you're kind of going next level with it, you can kind of balance your stacks by ADP, which again might be a little much, but there are certainly parts of the draft where certain MLB teams are more available than others.
Yeah, the more I see the Cubs options, I'm really intrigued by this.
All they have to do is beat the Padres. The problem is, like, I don't know about the Cubs pitching. I don't know who you pick. Like Horton, I think, got hurt today. Boyd is dust. Yeah.
Horton left with back spasms.
Right. So it's Shota and who? Am I missing someone? Like
Colin Ray.
Yeah.
Who's been serviceable? Question mark.
He struck out double digits in it.
Yes, he did.
And how many teams in this contest have Colin Ray? If Colin Ray goes off.
Yep. No one. Yeah, he's me very low. Very low.
Oh, I got a snipe on Cicchini. Well, that was 10 minutes ago. Who knows what that was? Probably Lizardo Bader would be my guess. Dude, team one. They took their two Yankees.
Yeah, they're just trying to make double their money right about now.
So Bjorn's Cub stack is Tucker, Boyd, Shota. He may have to take Colin Ray. No, he's already got five pitchers. He'll take someone else. All right, I'm up. I've got three pitchers. Do I go Bayo or Giolito? Take Bayo, I guess. Don't like it. Don't like the depth of that Boston staff. Last but not least, I will take a fourth outfielder. Don't like that either. I'll go Wheeler.
Yeah, why that's not? Who I went with my last pick was Wheeler on the last draft.
Like the same team.
Yeah. I'm going to go Xander Bogaerts with my last pick.
He's back, isn't he?
Yep. Come back tomorrow. I was debating between Xander and Luis Arise. And maybe Arise is the safer floor, but I'm going to go with Xander.
All right.
So Jays Padres action there. Good times.
That would also be a fun World Series. It's kind of cool to think about what some of these matchups would be. God, I hope we don't get Yankees Dodgers again.
Yeah, if they do that, I'll be already way on to drafting 2026 forever. I'll be watching Maction or something. WNBA playoffs. I don't know what else is going on.
And I don't think, because FPAS is kind of a week later than normal, I don't think it overlaps with FPAS.
It doesn't. It'll be over. It does not overlap this year.
All right. Draft is complete. We just knocked out 2.5 hours. That's why these are so
beautiful.
Addictive.
And that's it. It's that simple. Lots of fun. Promo code Bubba Bloom, all one word, BUBBABLOOM. First time deposit match up to $500. Go check it out. We'll be in the streets. A lot of other people will. Make sure you check out Stacking Dingers, our buddy Sheep and Baseball. They'll be doing a show this week. Chris has an amazing sheet, as Ryan mentioned, on Twitter that you can check out, and he keeps updating and stuff. So awesome stuff there that you can kind of use with this. You could also look at previous episodes that we did and on Bench with Bubba where we talked the pennant last year with people. You know, check that out. There's a lot of evergreen content there too. So anything else before we wrap up the show?
No, definitely check out the Stacking Dingers podcast this week. They will go into much more detail than we did. Those guys, I mean, they live, eat, and breathe this stuff. So admittedly, like and they've got the analytics to kind of go. We hope, like, I think ours is kind of an intro, a preview to the contest. If you want to dive deeper, go to Stacking Dingers, check them out. And then I will link the sheet from Chris at B3IsBall. I'll attach that to, and I'll post it in the Discord as well. Send a link to that sheet. It's available to everyone to check out. That basically goes through everything, general strategy, but also detailed on this as well. So fun time, man.
It was awesome. It's awesome. I think I might have to do some more after the show. But until then, Thursday night, we got one more show for you for the 2025 season. Not sure what exactly we're doing, but we'll figure it out on this one because it's my fault. We usually skip it and do a Sunday night in the season, but I'll be at an airport coming back from a 3-day golf trip. So it might not be the best show at that point in time. We'll figure something out for you on Thursday and get ready for the final weekend of baseball. See who's sweating it, see who's not. But until then, check out Ryan on Twitter at RyanBHQ, the podcast at Bubba Bloom Pod, on Patreon at patreon.com/BubbaBloom. I'm BD Entrick. You can find me, or I'm Casey Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BD Entrick. This is Bubba and the Bloom, episode 279. Catch you all next time.